Well, in the true spirit of GPA, it appears very simplistic and achievable. But our biggest problem with Mugabe is that the culture of violence is endemic. It's within the DNA of their political architecture. So we wouldn't be surprised a few weeks down the line, a few days down the line, we get back to the old, good old rhythm of violence, because it somehow shows that perhaps, you know, violence is a way of doing business, and we're going to have to see whether it's going to get rid of that strategy.
Well, for the first time, the two former rivals, bitter rivals, with one voice to say, we need this new constitution ahead of the general elections. Will the supporters of both sides adhere to what their leaders are saying?
We just hope that they are listening, because we have had very consistent and persistent reports that an operation called Chemomomo, which is a euphemism for stay quiet, you know, has been peddled around. And I feel that sometimes the news filters slowly, and you begin to question the chain of command of ZANU-PF, because even by now, we shouldn't be getting any reports of violence, because everybody is preparing for the constitutional reform in the consultation. And why is it always ZANU-PF who are always on in the last, position on the queue of violence? It's something that always baffles us there.
How are people reacting to their constitutional making process so far?
Well, it seems that there isn't as much enthusiasm, of course, as we had in late 99 or 2000, because there's this feeling that we have had it all before. We have had so much discussion on constitutional issues. I don't feel the vibe that we had about 10 years ago. But nevertheless, you know, I'm getting signals that for the first time, you know, the citizens feel that they can cobble up a document that can truly take ZANU-PF out of the political formula. And I sense a feeling of optimism, but no, it's not widespread, enthusiasm or ecstasy around this reform program.
But with the way ZANU-PF has held on to power since the country's independence, do you think that the mere wish and action of Zimbabweans alone will be enough to defeat them, if indeed the constitution is concluded and elections are held?
I don't really think so. Look, I mean, having been in power for 30 years, you know, all the systems of governance, they are, you know, they've been ZANU-fied. Look at the way they've been overreacting to the Chiadzwa problem. You know, the police have got their own, you know, independent chain of command. You know, it's going to take a bit of time for them to accept a culture of defeat, because a new constitutional dispensation will spell doom for them. So I don't see the army generals and the Joint Operation Command conceding ground as early as next year. I think these guys are going to be presenting more resistance, more than we can bargain for the time being.
What do you see as the expectation of Zimbabweans with regards to this new constitution that is really pivotal in the GPA or the Global Political Agreement?
Well, obviously, the typical Zimbabwean expects that this document, for the first time, will give citizens an opportunity to show Mugabe the exit door. But coming back to what you said earlier, there's still a feeling that perhaps South Africa, you know, must still use its means within its power to ensure that when the constitutional reform process is genuine, Mugabe can be forced to concede ground, because without pressure from SADC, I don't see Zimbabweans being capable of dealing a fatal political blow to a system that is entrenched hegemony and impunity.